Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Greek Parliament has approved a bill to legalise same-sex marriage. It makes Greece the first Orthodox majority country and the first in Southeast Europe to enshrine marriage equality. The Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, said the result was a milestone for human rights. Our correspondent in Greece, Mark Lowen, said there had been opposition to the change, particularly from Greece's Orthodox Church.
Some bishops said that they would not baptise the children of same-sex families in order to teach them about, as they put it, the sin. They read out their condemnation of the move in church services across the country earlier in the month. And polls before the vote was passed showed that society was pretty evenly split for and against, a slight majority in favour of the bill. So I think this marks a rare moment in which Greece's politicians have stood up to the Orthodox Church, which still wields huge influence, and it is a moment when the Greek government has decided that this was the way forward and they have to now drag society with the law.
The Constitutional Council in Senegal has ruled that the postponement of elections to December was unlawful. The council also overturned a bill extending President Macky Sall's mandate. More from Myeni Jones.
It's not clear what Mr. Sall is going to do now that this decree has been passed by the Constitutional Court. If he decides to ignore it, the consequences for the country could be great. Senegal is considered one of Africa's most stable democracies. Unlike all of its neighbours, it's never had a military coup. So depending on Mr. Sall's decision, the next few days in Senegal could be very tense. Already we've seen protesters take to the street, a number of opposition candidates mounting legal challenges against this decision. So this is an incredibly important moment in Senegal's democracy.
The Israeli military says it found and arrested dozens of Hamas gunmen inside a hospital it raided in southern Gaza. A spokesman, Daniel Hagari, said the incursion into Nasser Hospital had been precise and limited, but medical sources said Israeli forces had fired into the hospital, killing a patient and injuring others. Daniel Hagari said the hospital was used to hide Israeli hostages, but Hamas dismissed the allegations as lies. Oman has called for an emergency international conference to discuss new ways to establish a Palestinian state. Oman's foreign minister, Sayed Buda Arbaishi, said all parties should be involved in the talks, including Hamas. James Landale reports.
Sayed Bader al-Busaidi said the creation of a Palestinian state was an existential necessity for Palestinian survival and peace in the region. So he called for an urgent international conference to agree how best to establish such a state. It should be convened, he said, not by the UN Security Council, but by a range of countries that represented the whole world, including the Global South. He said Hamas should be involved because if ever there were to be peace, the peacemakers would have to find a way of talking to them.
World News from the BBC. The BBC has obtained new analysis which suggests one of the worst methane leaks ever recorded took place in western Kazakhstan last year. The leak began last June when a blowout was reported at a remote well in the Mangostau region. By analysing satellite data, scientists estimate that 127,000 tons of methane escaped into the atmosphere. The company that owns the well, Bozaiki Neft, denies this. The World Food Programme has appealed for unimpeded access to people in need in Haiti, which is being ravaged by gang-related violence. The aid agency said 10,000 people had fled their homes in the past 10 days in the capital, Port-au-Prince. It said a recent surge in violence had prevented it reaching almost 400,000 people who require its support. The authorities in the Australian city of Sydney are planning to test several schools for asbestos contamination. They suggest hundreds of sites could be affected. Phil Mercer reports.
Asbestos has been found in garden mulch at 25 sites in Sydney. So far, asbestos that's easily crushed into a powder has been detected at just one location. The rest are rigid bonded asbestos, which is relatively low risk. Testing at several schools is being carried out as a precaution. The mineral was widely used in the construction industry, but banned in Australia in 2003. It's estimated that 4,000 Australians die each year from asbestos-related diseases.
The chief executive of Red Bull Racing, Christian Horner, has said that allegations of inappropriate and controlling behaviour against him are a distraction for his team ahead of this year's Formula One season. He was speaking publicly for the first time since the team's parent company started investigating complaints against him by a female colleague. Mr. Horner has strongly denied any wrongdoing, but said he fully respected the process. BBC News.